The Montana Senate has advanced Senate Bill 307, a proposal that would redirect millions in marijuana tax revenue away from conservation, state parks, and youth suicide prevention toward law enforcement and substance use disorder treatment programs. Sponsored by Senate Majority Leader Tom McGillivray, R. Billings, SB 307 would reallocate approximately $63 million in annual recreational marijuana tax revenue, stripping funding for wildlife habitat, trails, and outdoor recreation initiatives and shifting those funds toward public safety and addiction services. Shifting priorities for marijuana tax revenue, McGillivray defended the measure, arguing that marijuana-related tax revenue should help cover the costs associated with addiction, mental health crises, and law enforcement challenges linked to cannabis use. If marijuana taxes are directed toward parks, trails, and wildlife habitat, then who has to pick up the cost of the harms that come from the legalization and use of marijuana, he said during floor debate. Do we want to have property taxes going toward more treatment and crisis centers for people suffering from psychosis or mental challenges due to marijuana use? Supporters of SB 307, including addiction treatment advocate Ben Court, praised the bill's comprehensive approach, saying it balances treatment, prevention, and enforcement to tackle substance use issues more effectively. Opposition. Undermining voter intent and conservation funding opponents argue that SB 307 goes against the will of Montana voters, who in 2020 approved a ballot initiative legalizing marijuana with a 20% sales tax, specifically allocating a quarter of the revenue to outdoor conservation and recreation. This bill will strip crucial funding from conservation efforts and have immediate negative effects on public land and recreation opportunities, said Micah Fields of Backcountry Hunters and Anglers. Montana thrives on outdoor recreation. We need to ensure long-term funding for these resources. Democratic Senators Sarah Novak, Anaconda, and Minority Leader Pat Flowers, Belgrade, also criticized the bill, arguing that Montana has a budget surplus and does not need to reallocate existing funds to law enforcement at the expense of conservation. I don't think we are in a position to unravel House Bill 701, Novak said, referring to the 2021 legislation implementing voter-approved marijuana legalization. I think we can support both, and this bill doesn't allow for that. Next steps for SB 307. The measure passed largely along party lines, with Republicans overwhelmingly in favor and Democrats opposed. Only two Republican senators, Wiley Gault, Martinsdale, and Russ Temple, Chester, voted against it. SB 307 now moves to the Senate Finance and Claims Committee for further review. If it clears that hurdle, it will face an additional Senate vote before heading to the House for consideration. The debate over SB 307 underscores a broader policy conflict. Should marijuana tax revenue fund conservation and recreation, as voters originally intended, or should it be redirected toward addressing the social costs of cannabis legalization? For further details, clarification, contributions, or any concerns regarding this article, please contact us at editorial@tax.news. We value your feedback and are committed to providing accurate and timely information. Please note that our privacy policy will handle all inquiries.